सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादम् शङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः रूपम् दृश्यम् लोचनम् दृक् तद्दृश्यम्
दृक्तुमानसम्
दृश्या दृश्या धीवृत्तयः साक्षीदृगेव न तु दृश्यते नीलपीत स्थूलसूक्ष्म ह्रस्व दीर्घादिभेदतः
नानाविधानि रूपाणि
पश्ये लोचनमेकधा आन्ध्यमान्ध्यपटुत्वेषु
नेत्रधर्मेषु चैकधा
सङ्कल्पयेन्मनः
श्रोत्रत्वगादौ
योज्यतामिदम्
कामसङ्कल्पसन्देहौ
श्रद्धे धृतीतरे
चितिः
इसा सिक्स्थ वर्स ना ओके द फर्स्ट वर्स ब्रीफली प्रेजेंट्स इंडिविजुअल बीइंग ए कॉन्ग्लोमरेशन ऑफ थ्री Illuminators are three seers, illumining three different scenes, the scenes. Of the three illuminators, the sense organs which constitute the illuminator one, illumine the sense objects, and these sense organs have different perceptual powers, a different age group, different levels, and they are illumined by, perceived by, seen by, known by the mind, the seer or illuminator too. So devaha are illumined by deva-devaha, the mind. And mind, the deva-devaha, the illuminator too, is illumined by sakshi, the illuminator three. Here, these three illuminators, sakshi is not illumined by any other illuminator. Sakshi is self-illumining, self-revealing Therefore, self-existent and Sakshi means witness. The witness is the consciousness. Consciousness is not the witness, but the witness is consciousness. You have to remember this. Consciousness is not the witness, but the witness is consciousness. Consciousness is not the Sakshi, but the Sakshi is consciousness. And the Sakshi, Drik Yeva, I'm repeating every class so that you will get the Sanskrit words. Sakshi, Drik Yeva, Natu Drishyate. Sakshi is ever the illuminator, Mahadevaha, never becomes illumined. Therefore, Sakshi is the absolute illuminator. Mind and the sense organs, Devaha and Devadevaha, are relative illuminators, relative seers. And we saw how the Sakshi illumines. What Sakshi is not illumined by anything, therefore we know, but Sakshi is always. What is Sakshi? We saw in the fifth verse. The fifth verse describes, explains nature of Sakshi. Nature of the Sakshi. Nature of the Sakshi means what? In what form is the Sakshi is? What is, suppose if I ask you, what is the, in what form the river is? Immediately, you will know how to draw the river. How to put water in which form. If I ask you in what form is the ocean, immediately you can draw, which will be different from the river. And if I ask you to draw the, in which form, in what form is the lake, you will draw lake. In what form is the pond? You will draw pond. Isn't it? Pond, lake, waterfall, rains, river, ocean, stream. Different, I'm saying, everything immediately you get the form. In your mind, you can draw it. Isn't it? It's a perceptible thing. But if we ask you, what is the form of the thought? Okay, what is the form of the sense power, seeing power? Can you draw? You can draw the eye, but you cannot draw the perceptive power. Isn't it? Perceptual power you cannot draw. You can draw the eardrum when you study, you know, in school, biology, basic, you study how the eardrum and all that. We saw the eardrum, ear, lobe, everything you can say, but hear everything, but you can't draw the power of hearing. Why? Subtle. Understand now? Subtle means what? Imperceptible. So formless. You can formless, imperceptible, invisible, subtle. Therefore, you cannot draw. You cannot say it's a formless. You can't understand how. What is the form of it? You can't understand. Similarly, if I ask you, come on, what is the form of the thought? In which form is the thought? Can you draw? No. In which form is the anger? In which form is the, you know, compassion? In which form is, you know, the desire? You cannot draw. That is why our Puranas, what did they do? They, you know, presented characters, you know, personifying each thought. Manmataha is a thought form given to the desire thought. You know, that we have many present. Anyway, so form, thought itself is subtle. You cannot say in which form the thought is. In which form the mind is. You cannot say. It's subtle. Subtle, imperceptible, invisible. Now we come to Sakshi. Come on, in what form is the Sakshi is? Is it clear now? Sakshi, the illuminator, 3, in what is the form of this Sakshi? We do not know. Understand now? What we do not know means what? Sakshi is formless. Formlessness is the form of the Sakshi. That is why it is something to be recognized and understood, but cannot be drawn or described. But still, you need to understand. For understanding, always you need some explanation and description. You need some clue to understand in what form it is. And the subtlest of the whole Jagat is what? The Sakshi. Therefore, the 5th verse explains in what form the Sakshi is. To understand in what form the Sakshi is, how the Sakshi is, it gives the clue words. It says, those words negate other things which do not, other things do not fit into those words. Now you say, na udeti, look at this. Na udeti, no deti, nastameti. See this now?
No udeti, nastameti.
Yesha.
Yesha.
Na vriddhim yati.
Na vriddhim yati.
Na kshayam.
Na kshayam.
Swayam vibhati.
Swayam vibhati.
Athanyani.
Athanyani.
Bhasayet sadhanam vina.
Bhasayet sadhanam vina.
He says, na udeti, does not rise, does not begin. Na astam eti, does not set, does not have an end. So beginningless, endless. Vritna vriddhim yati, does not expand, grow, does not become big. Or na kshayam yati, does not contract, does not undergo any change. It is timeless, it is of the nature of timelessness, it is of the nature of, this eternity, it is of the nature of what? Changelessness. And these three things, now you can understand the whole Jagat, all the objects. Now you can understand, including what? The body, the sense powers, sense pranas, the mind, everything is what now? Nothing fits into this. Now udayati, everything has beginning. So you can say what? Sakshi is not anything which has beginning and which has an end. And Sakshi is not anything which undergoes changes. Understand now? Anything undergoes change. Sakshi is not anything which has beginning. So you can negate all the objects now. Anything which has beginning, Sakshi is not anything which has beginning. Sakshi is not anything which has an end. Sakshi is not anything which contracts or expands or becomes big or becomes small, shrinks. And Sakshi is not anything which undergoes a change. And everything in this universe now shines after something. Nothing shines by itself. Look at this. Today, Upanishad mantra and this mantra, we all go together now. Look at this. Nothing in this universe shines by itself. When I say nothing in this universe shines by itself, means, what does it mean? Now, nothing in this universe has the capacity to reveal its existence by itself. That means it shines after something else. All the objects, how many objects are there? There are only 5 objects. The whole Jagat can be reduced to 5 different objects. Form, color, light, sound, rupa, rasa, gandha, rupa, rasa, gandha, shabda, spasha. Understand now, what is Jagat? Rupam, rasaha, gandha, shabdaha, spashaha. Isn't it? Form, color, light, sound, taste, touch. You can reduce the 5 objects. This world, which is a constituent of 5 objects, now, is there any object which shines by itself? Nothing shines by itself. Every object is dependent on its own illuminator to be illumined, to be known, to come to light, to become existent, to have the status of being an existent. Is it clear now? So being illumined is being existent. Being illumined is what? Being existent. Therefore, all whole jagat is dependent on these five sense organs, panchadevaha. Therefore, what now? Swayam na vibhati. World of objects, swayam na vibhati. Therefore, what? Sakshi is not these objects which do not shine by themselves. Because they all shine after the sense organs. Sakshi is not the sense organs also, because sense organs also, what now? Each sense power also does not shine by itself. Even though the sense organs are the illuminators of the sense objects, but still each sense power is dependent on the mind to be illumined. Isn't it? Therefore, what now? Each sense organ is what? Dependent on mind to be illumined, to be existent. Is it clear now? Therefore, what? Even Indriyani also are what now? Swayam na vibhanti. Na vibhanti. Is it clear now? They also do not shine. Therefore, what? What is Sakshi? The verse says, Swayam vibhati, that which shines by itself. Therefore, Sakshi is not the sense objects. Sakshi is not the sense organs. And so, answer now. Because Swayam vibhati. What about the mind? A mind also is what? Swayam na vibhati. It doesn't shine by itself. Mind shines after Sakshi. Therefore, what now? Mind shines after Sakshi. Therefore, what? Sakshi is not the mind also. But what is that which shines after by itself? Isn't it? Who is the Sakshi then? Pure consciousness. Isn't it? Chitihi. Chitihi is not Sakshi, but Sakshi is Chitihi. And Swayam Vibhati. Not only Swayam Vibhati, Anyani Bhasayati. It also illumines others. How does the consciousness, the Chitihi, the witness, the illuminated three directly illumine the whole jagat? No. How does it illumine? It illumines the mind directly, thereby makes the inert, insentient, the material mind conscious. Through that, through the mind, it illumines the sense organs, thereby it illumines the whole jagat. Understand now? Today we are going to see the Upanishad class also. Jyotisham Jyotihi Param Jyotihi. Understand now? Light of all the lights. Means what? What is the light of all the lights? Is there a big light sitting above or what? Light of all, understand, your definition of light has to change now. What is that which is light? Of course, these all these self-luminous bodies are lights. I'm not saying no. But what is the absolute light? The absolute illuminator is the absolute light. Mahadevaha. Remember that word Mahadevaha. Why? That which reveal, now brings to light, the object is light. Isn't it? Therefore, that which shines by itself is what? Reveals by it exists, by its presence, that which reveals itself, self-revealing, self-evident is what? It's Swayam Vibhati. Swayam Vibhati, Anyani Bhasayati. And Bhasayati means what? Illumines. But is it an action? Does the consciousness have to do anything to bring everything to light? No, does not need to do anything. Why? Because illumining is Swarupam. 108th time I'm repeating today. That's why, because don't feel bored. It is for you to go into the house. How a gulab jamun goes in easily, effortlessly, it should go into the buddhi. Understand now? I'm repeating. So here, this is swayam vibhati anyani bhasayati. This is chitihi. So what he says here, very clearly, this physical body, this mind, these senses, all of them are what? Material products, pancha bhautikam shariram, pancha bhautikam manaha, pancha bhautikam bhautikani indriyani. They are material in nature, therefore naturally inert, insentient. But they become sentient, conscious, they function as illuminators, means now that they really, they're blessed by the very presence of consciousness, manifestation of consciousness. Look at this, presence of consciousness, manifestation of consciousness. You have two different things here. Presence of consciousness and manifestation of consciousness. Is there consciousness present in the stone, rock, or any insentient thing? Consciousness is present or not? Is there presence of consciousness or not? If you say no, understand. In fact, consciousness is present in everything. You shouldn't say that. Everything is present in consciousness. Isn't it? The very presence of everything is what? Presence of consciousness. Like presence of H2O is the presence of wave. Existence of consciousness, H2O is the existence of wave. Therefore, H2O is the existence of the wave and motion. Similarly, existence of consciousness, Chittihi, is the existence of everything here. Mind, senses, body, and everything external. Is it there now? Therefore, is consciousness present or not? Present. Where? Everywhere. Now, just know it's not. Where? Everywhere. When? Always. How? As everything. Understand now? Where? When? How? Consciousness is existent, present, where? Everywhere. When? Always. How? In everything. Isn't it? As the very existence. Consciousness is present in everything. Therefore what? All pervasive. All pervasiveness is the nature of consciousness. It is everywhere, it is there. But is it manifest everywhere? No. Understand now? Consciousness is present everywhere, but is not manifest in everything. Consciousness is manifest in a present in everything, present everywhere, present always, but it is not manifest in everything. So wherever consciousness is manifest, there you see the life. Don't say consciousness is not there in anything. So now, that what is the pure consciousness is present and pervades everything, but the answer no, but is not manifest in everything. Is it clear now? Manifest consciousness. And that is why we say here that we saw, so the whole, the author says very beautifully, what is this individual? This soul, physical body, the sense organs. No, sense organ, the Golaka, the physical body inclusive of Pancha Golakani, five Golakas, the physical parts where the sense powers indwell, and the sense powers, the Indriyani, and the mind, okay, all of them are inert, insentient material products. They all become sentient and conscious because of what? The Sakshi, the consciousness. Is it clear now? Therefore what? This together, this is how consciousness makes the mind conscious, illuminate, sentient, the conscious sentient mind illumines and makes the senses conscious and sentient, and thereby what? The whole body becomes conscious and sentient. That is how now we have live individual is a constituent of these three illuminators. Okay, this is the subject matter of the subject matter explained in the first five verses. Okay, we are going to the next verse now. Hope even if you miss the class, you can make up.
Chichaya veshato buddho. Chichaya veshato buddho. Vanam dhistu.
Vanam dhistu.
Vidhasthita.
Vidhasthita.
Yekaham kritiranyasyat.
Ekaham kritiranyasyat.
Antahkarana rupini.
Antahkarana rupini.
So I told you from 6th verse onwards till the 12th verse, the Drik Drishya Viveka book's author presents how these three illuminators are there and how they are formed and how they are functioning. They are presented in this 6 to 12. And if you say, now when you say formation, we have to understand. Now it is take the first, the third absolute illuminator, Sakshi. Is Sakshi formed? No. Because if you say anything formed has what? Beginning and end. Therefore, we have to say Sakshi is everywhere. Sakshi is always. Because Sakshi is Chitihi, the pure consciousness, and it is there everywhere, always, in everything. Therefore, what now? Sakshi is not formed. Sakshi is not formed. That is understood. Now, he says, what is Sakshi? It is self-revealing, self-evident. Therefore, what? It is self-existent also. Now, what about the mind? So, he's talking about the mind here. Okay? Mind is inert, insentient, fine. Because mind is what? Modified form of the sattvic aspect of five elements. Okay? Tattva Bodha class, we'll refer again in the class. But now you will know what is mind. Is mind is nothing but the modified form of. It's a product of, it's made of the sattvic aspect of elements. Therefore, it is material, product. Even though it is subtlest manifestation, but still mind is material, inert. But this mind, how does this become conscious and sentient? Isn't it? And not only it becomes conscious and sentient, it also has the capacity to illumine. It can play the role of an illuminator, knower, seer, isn't it? Being blessed by consciousness. So he says, look at this, when they say the sunlight is there, sun is there, sunlight is there, opaque object which exists in the presence of sunlight, understand, no, in the presence of sunlight, reflects light and becomes illumined. Here illumining is an action? No. Is there reflected light now? Please tell me. Is there reflected light? Reflected light means what? From the standpoint of the illumined object, the light is said to be what? Reflected light. If the object is not there, can there be reflected light?
No.
So you can't see, there's no such thing called reflected light, but light is looked upon as reflected light only from the standpoint of the reflecting medium. Is it clear now? Similarly, light is and the object is exposed to the light, therefore what now? It reflects light, it becomes known, it becomes illumined. Light pervades the object, spreads over the object, and it illumines the whole object. There's space presence. Is it clear now? Similarly here also, a consciousness is, and mind has the special capacity, mind being the subtlest, the transparent, most transparent, subtlest, even the transparency is a gross word, okay? Subtlest of the manifestations, it has the capacity to reflect consciousness, or it is possible for the consciousness to manifest there. Understand now? So, chichaya. Say now? Chichaya. I'm repeating purposely because Dhritarishya class should become thorough. You should become thorough subject matter here in the class itself. That is my aim. Because we're all getting old. We can't afford to waste our times. We have to understand things quickly. That is why. And so here, isn't it? We can't. I don't want to put you off by saying like that, because time is very, very precious. When you're able to come to the class, able to sit in the class, able to listen to the class, don't want to waste time. And I want to really get it thorough here itself. See, chaya means shade, chayo also means shadow, but here it means reflection. Chit chaya, chit chaya, chit plus chaya becomes what? Chichaya. So reflection of consciousness, or you can say manifestation of consciousness. Pure consciousness is already there in everything. It is uncreated. You know that, isn't it? But what is here now? Manifestation of consciousness. Presence of consciousness must be there already for the manifestation of consciousness, isn't it? There can't be manifestation of consciousness if there's no consciousness already, isn't it? Similarly here, we say here the consciousness is manifest. Due to the manifestation of consciousness in the mind, buddhau bhanam. Bhanam means what? Illumination, illumining. Understand now? There is illumination on the part of the mind due to the entry of manifest consciousness, or due to the reflection of consciousness. There is no entry. Manifestation is said to be entry. Understand now? Really speaking, there is no entry. What enters there? Consciousness does not enter. Why? It cannot enter. Why? It is already there. What enters there now? Manifestation. Is it clear now? Due to the manifestation of consciousness, mind becomes illumined. There's illumination, then prakash, no? Manaha prakashate, mind shines, mind becomes conscious and sentient. Buddhau bhanam. And this buddhihi, dhihi, manaha, different words the author will be using, you'll be very careful. Where the word dhihi means what? Where the word buddhihi means what? In which context these words mean what? You have to be very careful. Here, understand buddhihi, dhihi, both words mean the mind in general. Okay, literally the word buddhihi means intellect. Dehi means intellect in some other context. Here, buddhihi, dehi, the author uses two words. Both the words literally mean the mind as a whole. Is it clear now? Mind as a whole. Which means manaha, buddhihi, chittam, ahankara, everything. Understand? So, buddhihi, di, buddhau, bhanam. Kimartham, buddhau, bhanam. Why there is illumination of the mind? Chichaya aveshataha, due to the presence of manifest consciousness, due to the entry of manifest consciousness, due to the manifestation of consciousness, reflection of consciousness, there is illumination. Then this buddhihi dvidha. Here this is where the author is presenting very differently. Be very careful here. These two dvidha, no? The mind can be divided into two portions, two parts. Part means not the two parts, just for understanding. For the purpose of understanding, he makes this division. You please don't compartmentalize the mind. You can already, the four, even that is a problem. Manaha, buddhi, chitta, mahankara, that itself is what? You don't compartmentalize mind, okay? You only, for understanding, he says. Suppose if I say, when you see the lake, there is lake full of water or ocean full of water. Yes, there's an ocean means enough, no? I say there's two parts of the ocean. One is the base part of the ocean, okay? The base part of the ocean, the bottom portion of the ocean, and there's a wave, the upper part and the bottom part. What's the upper and part? Wave part. If I say, I make the division, there's no division. Understand now? Similarly, here also the author wants, for the sake of easy understanding, he makes this division. What does he say? Dhihi tu dvidha krita. What does he say? First he says, ahankritihi, yeka ahankritihi. If he wants to put in masculine gender, he could have said what? Yekaha ahankaraha or yeka ahankritihi. Anyat antahkaranam or anya antahkarana rupini. Why he uses feminine gender word here? Because he already uses the word dhihi, buddhihi. Both words are what? Feminine gender words. Therefore, dhistu dvidha krita. What is that? Eka ahankritihi anya antahkarana rupini. What does it mean? He says, ahankritihi and antahkaranam. Say now, ahankritihi antahkaranam. These are the two portions of two parts of the mind. And here please understand, everywhere the word ahankritihi means ego. But here the word ahankritihi does not, don't take it as ego. But please understand, ahankritihi, our Swami is Mr. Ahankara. Okay, he doesn't want to translate this word at all into English. He just says throughout, Mr. Ahankara, Mr. Ahankriti, he'll say. Anyway, but I want to understand correctly here. Ahankriti here means the subtle, invisible, imperceptible, substantial mind. Mind substance, which forms the base of the mind. Which is like the bottom or the lower part of the ocean, from where the waves rise. Is it clear now? Ahankriti means what? Mind substance. It's called ahankriti in this context, in this verse. And he says, antahkarana rupini. What antahkaranam? Antahkaranam, he says, it's called dravya amsham. Huh? So, you know, dravya amsham and then vritti amsham. Two parts. You have to say the mind is what? Dravya amshaha, vritti amshaha. Antah ahankritihi means dravya amshaha. Dravya amshaha. Okay, dravya amsham means what? Subtle mind material or substantial. Which has its own substantiality, okay? Subtle material, mind material is called what? Dravya amsham of the mind. Then vritti amsham of the mind is there. Vritti aspect of the mind is what? Antahkaranam. Vritti, is it clear now? Vritti amshaha, dravya amshaha. Dravya amshaha, vritti amshaha. The two amshas, two portions, to parts of which constitute the mind. Is it clear now? So here, let us take the Dravya Amshaha first. Let us not think about the Vritti Amshaha now. Dravya Amshaha means what? Just the mind material. And what is Vritti Amshaha? Vrittihi means singular, Vrittayaha plural. Isn't it? Vrittihi means function, also is called Vrittihi. Mental function is called Vrittihi. Thought modification also is called Vrittihi. Is it clear now? Thought modification and the function is called what? Vrittihi. So the functions and the thought modifications of the mind, is it? To guess what now? Antahkaranam. Constitute the other part. Which are like the waves. Which rise. No, like the wave. No, don't think of waves, okay? Please be very careful. Like the waves. So when we can understand now here, what is that which moves? So this dravyamshaha, now the dravyamshaha of the mind does not move, remains in the, it indwells the human body. Where does it indwell? It indwells the human body. It indwells the backing of the human body, supporting the human body, lending life to the human body, like consciousness to the human body, sentience to the human body. This Dravyamsha Manaha is there in the heart. Is it clear now? Dravyamsha Manaha. It doesn't move. But Vritti Amshaha Manaha, the Vritti aspect of the mind is what now? It rises, stays, falls, moves, goes out and comes back. It expands, it contracts. And no, we don't see anything going and coming and contracting, Swamiji. You cannot see. That is the problem, isn't it? If we can see the mind, we already know what? Mind is subtle. Subtle, isn't it? Invisible. Imperceptible. That is why you do not say how vrittis go out and move and all that. You can't see. You really want to see now, don't you? It is not possible. So vritti aspect of the mind rises, moves, falls, goes out, expands and contracts, whereas dravya amsham of the mind remains there. Is it clear now? This is the mind. Now we get to understand, if the sunlight falls on the ocean, okay, sunlight is reflected by what? Only by the ocean or by the waves? Both, isn't it? Both sun, ocean, the bottom part of the waves and the top part of the waves, both reflect sunlight. Similarly here, the entire mind, Dravya Amshaha of the mind also reflects consciousness, and the Vritti Amshaha of the mind also reflects consciousness. Is it clear now? Therefore, where is the consciousness? Is there always in everything, everywhere, but consciousness is specially, becomes manifest in special manifesting medium. The medium is available, there be manifestation, reflection. Suppose I'm sitting here straight, watching here, but my face is not seen. I'm here. There's no reflection on the wall. And all of you look into your books. Thank God there's no reflection. Always, isn't it? There's no reflection. But if the mirror is brought in, there is reflection. Why there is reflection? Isn't it? Ideally, do not lend my reflection. My very presence is enough for the reflection to happen. It is why? Is there any effort there? No. That is the capacity, speciality, the uniqueness of the mirror with the mercury at the back. Isn't it? The glass with the mercury at the back has what now? Capacity to reflect. Similarly, here also, the mind is a very special, isn't it? thing very specially designed for this. Therefore, what now? It is, it becomes manifest. Is it clear now? Therefore, his chichaya aveshataha, due to, please listen to me, I request not to read the translations because completely different translation is given there. I'm not saying it's wrong, but it is not easy for understanding. You have to listen to me here. So, chichaya aveshataha, buddhau bhanam, dhistu didha krita, eka ahangritihi anya antahkarna rupini. Doesn't it sound like English very simple now for you? Doesn't sound like Sanskrit, no, Kirtji? Okay. It's got it now, ahankriti and buddhihi. Now, we will look at this now. Now, he is not going to talk about the vritti aspect, vritti amsham of the mind for some time. Okay? He is going to talk only about the dravya amsham of the mind. Now, he has to talk about what? Now, there is a manifestation or reflection of consciousness on the part of the mind. Like what? You have to remember, the sun without any effort is there, and the sun is always there. Sun always illumines as by swarupam. And what happens? The moon becomes illumined by the mind, and the illumined moon, which has borrowed light from the sun, illumines the earth on the full moon day. Similarly, here also, the mind, which does not have its own consciousness, borrows consciousness from the sakshi, and understand now, illumines the senses and the body, makes the body conscious and live. So here he says now, how is the manifestation of consciousness and the manifesting medium, the mind, how are they united? How are they connected? How are they mixed up? Isn't it? Are they separable? Are they inseparable? Isn't it? That is he's going to say here in the verse.
Chayahankarayoraikyam, taptayav pindavanmatam, tadahankaratadatmyat, Dehas Chetanatamagat.
I'll repeat the verse slowly. If you want, you can write it down in Tamil.
Chayahankarayoraikyam. Chayahankarayoraikyam, taptayav pindavanmatam, tadahankaratadatmyat, dehas chetanatamagat.
Repeat it. Chaya. Say no.
Chaya.
Ahankarayoho.
Ahankarayoho.
Aikyam.
Aikyam.
Chaya.
Chaya.
Ahankarayoho.
Ahankarayoho.
Aikyam.
Aikyam.
See, Aikyam literally means oneness. But here, what you should say now, oneness means what? Not actually oneness, association, connection. Listen now, connection, association, joining, union, identity is what? Aikyam. So here, Aikyam. So connection, association of what and what? Chaya and Ahankara. Chaya means what? Manifestation of consciousness or reflection of consciousness is Chaya. Ahankara means what? The mind material. Remember that now. You know what is mind material now? Ahankara is what? The base mind material and the manifestation of consciousness. They are associated with each other. Like what? Like the reflecting medium mirror and the reflection of the face, how they are associated. Reflection and the reflecting medium, there is association, connection between the reflecting medium and the reflection. Is it there or not? There is connection, there is association, isn't it? How the reflection of consciousness, the reflection of the face and the reflecting medium mirror, they are associated, isn't it? Similarly, here also, the reflection of consciousness and the reflecting medium, the mind, they are associated. There is association of the reflection of consciousness or the manifestation of consciousness and the reflecting or the manifesting medium, the mind. Is it clear now? So, Chaya Ahankara. Chaya means reflection of consciousness or manifestation of consciousness. And Ahankritihi means the mind material, and there is association. Their Aikyam, their association. Is it clear now? Chaya Ahankara Yoho. Aikyam means association of the manifesting consciousness and the manifesting medium, manifest consciousness and the manifesting medium, or you can say reflected consciousness and the reflecting medium, the mind. Is it clear? Clear or not? Uh-huh. Okay. They are, how association? It is been said, tapta ayav pindavate. Say now. Tapta ayav pindavate. How are they united? How are they mixed up? How are they connected? How are they associated? How are they linked? No, he says, tapta ayav pindavate. Vat means what? Similar, like. Their association is similar to that of the tapta ayav pinda, well burnt heated iron ball. Tapta means burnt, well heated. Ayav pinda means, pinda means ball. Okay, ayav pinda, we all know what pishta pinda, we know. Now what is pishta pinda? We make nice balls of this moong dal flour and to offer it on some tithi shadam day. When you go to the karma, we do, we make small balls, and then we will, we have to do some karma with all those things, darba ring and all that. That is, we all know that pinda. Pinda. Pinda means the people who are dead, we have to offer. The family members will go and they offer pinda. They also put till and all that. Water they have to give. That's a pinda, that's a different. But here, pindam, they all know ball. Pindam means what? It's called, anything is called ball. No? In any heap, so it's a small heap, anything which hold like this is called pindam. Now, ayah pindam means what? Iron ball. Ayaha, Sanskrita word. Iron, English, ayaha, Sanskrita. Ayah pindam means iron ball. This iron ball, tapta is a participle. Heated, burnt. Put the iron ball in the fire. Heat it and heat it and heat it and heat it and leave it for long. It burns and burns and burns. Before it starts melting, the condition of the iron ball will be what now? The iron ball by itself is dark in color, doesn't have brilliance, doesn't shine. It's dark, isn't it? Black. And it is not at all hot. But now, iron ball by itself is black, dark and cold becomes what? Hot, blazing and brilliant. How? Big association of the fire. Similarly, the mind, inert, insentient mind, becomes conscient and live and now sentient by its association with what? Reflected consciousness. Is it clear now? Mind already has consciousness. What makes the mind live and conscious and sentient? Presence of consciousness or manifestation of consciousness? Tell me.
Manifestation.
Be careful. There is mere presence of consciousness does not make an object sentient and alive. Understand? Mere presence should make the object live, sentient and conscious. Every stone will walk with you. Understand now? Along with you. And then the train also will run. Train, where we go, so then you can't, nothing, everything will be moving by itself. Understand? That is why mere presence of consciousness will not make the object sentient. Manifest consciousness alone makes the object sentient and conscious. Is it clear now? Therefore, fire is hot and brilliant. Fire need not make efforts to become hot and brilliant because heat is its intrinsic nature. Brilliance is its intrinsic nature. But the fire is always hot. But when it mixed this heated iron ball, before it got heated, it was not hot and brilliant. After it got heated, it became what now? No? Hot and brilliant. Now, can you separate them? Can you separate the fire from the iron ball? You can't separate. Is it clear now? He says, he's very beautiful, he's presenting how the mind becomes conscious and sentient. Completely different, isn't it? So, he says here, tapta ayaf pindavathu. Tapta ayaf pindavathu. Like the, no, the, just as, the similar to the association, just as association of the fire and the heat, the iron ball are inseparable, similarly, the chaya ahankara yoho aikyam also is what now? Inseparable. Can you scratch? Can you take a knife, big, short blade and scratch a reflection of your face on the mirror? No. Impossible. Isn't it? Similarly here, just as the reflection of the face cannot be removed from the reflecting medium, just as the fire, the heat and brilliance cannot be removed from the heated iron ball, heated iron ball, I'm talking about. Similarly, the chaya ahankaryoho aikyam, the connection, association of the manifesting medium, the mind, and the manifest consciousness, a reflection of consciousness, what now? Inseparable. Is it clear now? Now he says, thereby what happened now? This mind is conscious. Is it clear now? Remember the heated iron ball. So so that you will remember unheated iron ball, then heated iron ball. Isn't it? Remember that. Now, tad ahankara tadatmyat. Next, he is using another word. First, he used word aikyam. Now, he is using the word tadatmyam. Say no?
Tadatmyam.
Tadatmyam literally means aduvaha ahudal. Tadatmyam means what? Becoming that. Identity. Association. Connection. Is called what? Tadatmyam. Tadatmyam means association. Tadatmyam means connection. Tadatmyam also means what? Identity. Okay? So here, let us take it as association. Tad ahankara tadatmyat. What is tad here? Tad means chaya. Okay? Tad ahankara tadatmyat. Then that ahankara, that ahankara. What ahankara? That mind. Which mind now? Not an inert, insentient mind. The conscious, sentient mind. Tadatmya, due to the association of that conscious, sentient mind. When you say conscious, sentient mind, what do you remember? You have to remember two things. Manifest consciousness and the mind material. Isn't it? Mind material plus manifest consciousness is what? Conscious mind. That now, Dehaha, this body has what now? Association with mind. You have to say mind is associated with this body. Mind is associated with the body. Now first what we saw? Chakshi is not formed because it is timeless. It's already there. And how the mind becomes mind, how the illuminated two is formed, illuminatrix two is formed because of the manifestation of consciousness. Now how do we understand now? This conscious mind is associated with what? Dehaha. Isn't it? Now this mind is associated with the body. Tade ahankara tadatmyat. Tadatmyat means what? Due to the association. Association of what? Association of this conscious sentient mind. Understand now, the mind with what? Body, dehaha. Understand now? Due to the association of the conscious mind with the body, now what happens now? Chedehas chetana tamagat. Body becomes conscious and sentient. Beautiful, isn't it? Do you see the beauty of it? I enjoy doing this text. I don't know how you feel it. Isn't it? Dehaha chetanatam agat. Say now. Dehaha chetanatam agat. Samskritam is very expressive. Chetanam means conscious. Chetanata means what? Consciousness. Or you can say sentiency. Isn't it? The body becomes conscious. Body has consciousness. The inert body has consciousness. Isn't it? Becomes conscious. Chetanatam agat. In the udambu, uir petrathu. Isn't it now? Chetanatte adendathu. How does the body chetanatam agat? Now, how did the body chetanatam? Now, katam agat. The body chetanatam agatna. How? Tadatmyat. Say no? Tadatmyat. Due to the association. Because of the association. Of what? With what? Association with this conscious mind. Tasya, tasya, ahankarasya, tadatmyat. In artham, due to the association of this conscious mind with the body, this body becomes conscious. Is it clear now? When the body becomes conscious and sentient, what does it mean? All the golakas become conscious. When all the golakas become conscious and sentient and live, sense powers in the golakas also become live and activated, and they look around for what? No? Objects. Is it clear now? This is how the illuminator one is formed. Is it clear now? He says, beautiful, no? Read see the 6th and the 7th verse. You can understand in these two verses, he says, Sakshi, we don't need to talk about the Sakshi. Sakshi is not formed. Illuminator 3 is not formed. How the illuminator 2 is formed? Isn't it? Because of the manifestation of consciousness. Mind is a very special manifesting medium. Then mind becomes conscious and sentient. Thereby, it has the capacity to illumine. And there in the context, the author talks about the mind being two portions, and he talked about the vritti amshaha and dravya amshaha. Dravya amshaha remains the same, vritti amshaha goes out. We read that, isn't it? We stop there. Then he says, this because of this association of this the reflection of consciousness and the reflecting medium, the mind, is like what? Association of the fire and the heated iron ball. They're inseparable. Understand now? Manifest consciousness and the manifesting medium are inseparable. Reflected consciousness and reflecting medium, the mind, are inseparable like the heat, understand, the fire and the heated iron ball. Remember now. So then he says, because of this, this mind, the mind material, which is no more just the mind material, which is a manifesting medium, thereby which has manifest consciousness, the reflected consciousness, thereby which has become conscious and sentient mind, this conscious mind is associated with the body, thereby what now? It lends consciousness, it lends sentience to the whole physical body, thereby the body, which is inclusive of all the golakams, becomes conscious and sentient. Once the body becomes conscious, sentient, then all the sense powers in the golakas are also become sentient and conscious, and they become capable of playing the role of illuminators. This is how the illuminator number one is formed. Is it clear now? Formation of illuminator one, illuminator. First you had to come from there only. Illuminator three is already there. Two is formed, thereby three also is formed. Is it clear now? Formation of the illuminators is over. Now we have to see next. Now you can understand what is that which really makes the alive body a corpse. What converts now? Tell me. Not easy to tell you. I tell you mind leaves the body. Understand how? Mind leaves the body, body is dead. Why? Dead body, consciousness is present. But what is not there? Manifest consciousness is not there. Why? Because the body cannot directly access the consciousness. It needs what? Medium, isn't it? It needs the mind. The body borrows consciousness from the mind. And mind borrows consciousness from Sakshi. Understand? Therefore, the mind moves, then body becomes dead. Is it clear now? Anyone will see that?
Is it the vritti aspect?
No, no, vritti. I'm not talking anything about vritti. I'm only talking about just the mind. Just be with me. Just be with me. Just understand. I have told you already, I'm only talking about the mind material. But one thing I told you, when the mind material as well the dravya amshaha, see some in English you don't have words for all these things. Dravya amshaha, vritti amshaha, the mind material and the thought modifications, isn't it? Vritti aspect. Both what now? The thought modifications and the vrittis and the mind material, both portions of the mind are what now? They serve as reflecting medium. Both reflect consciousness. Both are illumined by the consciousness. Isn't it? But now I'm not talking about the vritti. I'm only talking about the mind. Isn't it? The mind material. Mind material is there. And thereby what now? It becomes conscious. Don't need to worry about the... Just the association of mind itself is enough here. Mind is conscious, that is there because of its association of the conscious mind with the body. Body becomes conscious. Deha chetanata magat. This is like this. The whole mechanism of an individual is very beautifully presented here. Isn't it? The human biography. Look at this. We write different biography, isn't it? But this different type of biography of a human being. Come on, what are you? This much is as you, okay? All of us, the same biography. Isn't it? Okay. Now we'll go to the next one. Now, these two verses are okay. Formation is finished. Now, in this verse, remember, now this author is going to present very beautifully about some connection, association. Now, who is his Mr. here? Who is very important now? Ahankaraha, Ahankritihi. Who is this Ahankritihi? Mind material, mind substance, subtle, invisible mind material, which is reflecting medium for consciousness, thereby which has reflected consciousness. Understand now, how long there will be reflection of consciousness? As long as the mind is, there will be reflection of consciousness. Why? Because consciousness is eternal, beginningless and endless. Consciousness does not come and go. Consciousness is always there. Understand now? But reflecting medium is there, reflection also will be there. So how long this association of reflected consciousness and mind will be there? As long as the mind survives. Understand now? Therefore, it is always there. And is there any is it very natural? Understand? Now, in this verse, this author is going to present this conscious sentience mind. Look at this. This mind material, this ahankritihi, this mind material, the mind, substance mind, substantial mind, has association, has connection with the three things. Look at this. Mind has association with Dehaha. Mind has association with manifest or reflected consciousness. Mind has association with pure consciousness also. Is it clear now? Mind has three connections. What are three things connected to? Three factors are linked to this mind. Mind plus manifest or reflected consciousness. Mind plus Dehaha. Mind plus pure consciousness. Sakshi. Mind plus Sakshi, pure consciousness. Mind plus reflected consciousness. Mind plus body. Is it there now? Three associations. Mind has association with three things. Pure consciousness, isn't it? Manifest consciousness and the physical body. Now what? Now we have got these three connections now. Mind and manifest consciousness, mind and pure consciousness, mind and body. Then we have what now? Three pairs. Mind, manifest consciousness, one pair. Mind, body, another pair. Mind, pure consciousness, another pair. Isn't it now? Now all the three pairs, when you say, all of them are together mixed now. Mixed and then inseparably together. Is it clear now? Therefore, he says, And these associations, how does, now in this verse, in this eighth verse, the author very beautifully says, how does this mind have association with these three things? Now, what is the nature of the association? I shouldn't say how does. What is the nature of the association of the mind with these three factors? The nature of the association of the mind with these three factors is explained in this eighth verse. It is very beautiful, very interesting. Initially, it may sound dry. Next class, it will become very clear. So listen to me once, and next class we may make it clear. Ahankarasya tadatmyam.
Ahankarasya
tadatmyam. Look at this. Ahankarasya tadatmyam. Kasya tadatmyam. Ahankarasya tadatmyam. Abdiye samskutam konyavathu kvarnupo. Ahankarasya tadatmyam. Ahankaraha means what? Mind material, don't say ego, okay? This mind material has association. Association of this mind, let us say mind now. Association of the mind with what? Three things. What are they? Chit. Say no? Chichaya. Say no?
Chichaya
means what? Manifestation of consciousness, or manifest consciousness, or reflected consciousness, or reflection of consciousness. Association of the mind, ahankarasya tadatmyam. Say no? Association of the mind with what? With chichaya. Say no?
Chichaya.
Reflected consciousness. Then what happens now? Dehaha. Say no?
Dehaha.
Number two factor. Third factor, sakshi.
Sakshi.
Now, with all the three, manifest consciousness, body and sakshi, with all the three, there is association of this mind. Okay, this mind has association with the three factors. That is what is said in the first line. Chichaya,
Deha,
Sakshibihi,
Ahankarasya,
Tadatmyam,
Asti.
Ahankara has identity. Ahankara has, Ahankara means what? Mind. Mind, material, mind has association, has identity, has connection with the three factors. What are they? Chichaya, Dehaha, Sakshi. Say now, Chichaya, Dehaha, Sakshi. Chichaya means what? Manifest consciousness. Deha means what? Body. That ellathukkum theriyum. Then what is sakshi? Pure consciousness. Okay. Now, this we give, author wants to give the name for the three. Okay, look at this. Sahajam.
Sahajam.
Karmajam.
Karmajam.
Bhramti janyam cha.
Bhramti janyam cha.
Trividham.
Trividham.
Kramat.
Kramat
means respectively. Respectively means what? He has mentioned association of the mind with three factors. So, association of the mind with the chichaya is what? Sahajam. Sahaja tadatmyam. Say no?
Sahaja
tadatmyam means what? Natural association. Natural link. Natural connection. Manifesting medium is there. Consciousness is there. There is manifestation of consciousness. Isn't it? This is natural. So, sahajam. Say no?
Sahajam.
Sahajatadatmyam. Sahajatadatmyam means what? Natural connection. Natural association. Okay, association of the mind with the manifest consciousness is natural association. Sahaja tadatmyam. Say no? Sahaja tadatmyam. Sahaja means what? Natural. When I say, it cannot be erased. It cannot be removed. Association of the mind and the consciousness, the manifest consciousness, cannot be separated at all. We have to say now, what is association? The sahaja tadatmyam is between what? Association of mind and manifest consciousness, isn't it? Referred consciousness is called sahaja tadatmyam. And this natural association is separable association, inseparable association, inseparable association. Have to say that, very important, very, very subtle point. I tell you, it's a very, very, very profound, subtle point. You have to remember, inseparable association. Sahaja tadatmyam means what? Natural association. Sahaja. Once the minute the mirror is brought, immediately, simultaneously, what is formed there? Reflection. Isn't it? Similarly, the mind and the reflector consciousness, the manifestation of consciousness and the manifesting medium mind, their association is called sahaja tadatmyam. And the sahaja tadatmyam is what? Inseparable. Is it clear now? Inseparable association. Like what? Just as the reflection from the reflecting medium mirror is inseparable. Is it clear now? Clear or not? Yes. Next. Then, ahankarasya tadatmyam dehena saha. Now, association of the mind with the body, that association is said to be what? Karmajam tadatmyam. Say now.
Karmajam tadatmyam.
Karmajam tadatmyam. If you ask me, why does the mind have association with reflected consciousness? Because mind is the reflecting medium. Consciousness is there. Therefore, there is reflection of consciousness. There is association is there, naturally. Then, how does this mind now associated with the, how does this mind get associated with the body? How is the association between the mind and the body? What is that? Look at this. What is that which brings the association of the mind and the body? Isn't it? Karmajam tadatmyam. Say no? This association of the mind with the body is born of, brought about by the prarabdha karma. Understand now? That is why we have no choice. We have to understand our helplessness. Isn't it? What is that which brought this mind in association with this physical body? Karmaja tadatmyam. Say no? Karmaja tadatmyam. I tell you, the way the author presents is a beautiful thing. You will see how beautiful it's going to be and how clear it's going to make you. Karmaja tadatmyam. Say no?
Karmaja tadatmyam.
See, karma means what? Prarabdham karma. Isn't it? Prarabdha karma. Karma ja means what? Born of, brought about by. What is that because of which this association of the mind and the body is possible? Isn't it? What is that which connects the mind with the body? Why should the mind be connected to the body? The mind is not connected to the body. The experience of sukha dukkham is not possible. The purpose of mind being connected to the body is experience of sukha dukkham. Therefore, what now? And then sukha dukkham is ordained by what? Prarabdha karma. Therefore, this is prarabdha karma ja tadatmyam. So, understand now? Ahankarasya Dehasyacha Tadatyam. Association of the mind with the physical body is not natural, but born of, brought about by the prarabdham karma. Is it clear now? So you see the beauty of it. This is so beautifully is going to present later on. Karmajam Tadatyam. Say no?
Karmajam Tadatyam.
Two tadatyams are over with the two factors, isn't it? You know why now? There is sahaja tadatyam, karmaja tadatyam. Now we say bhrantija tadatyam. Say now? Bhrantija tadatyam. What is now? Because kramat respectively is there. Now two factors are over. What is the one factor left behind? Sakshi. Association of the mind with the sakshi. He says, first I said there is association natural. Isn't it? Then there is association of the mind with the manifest consciousness is natural. Association of the mind with the body is because of karma, paradham karma. Now, is there association of consciousness and the mind? In fact, there is no association at all. Look at this. There is no association at all. How can there be association of the mind and the consciousness? There cannot be association. Look at this. There can't be association. Why? How can there be association of darkness and light? It's not possible. Isn't it? How can there be association of nama rupa wave and the water? Isn't it? Association is always possible between two different things. Isn't it? A thing which is it two separate things which can exist independent of the other. If there are two different entities and which can exist independent of the other, can be brought together. Isn't it? But here it is not possible. But still, what do? We have association. How we association? Look at this. Please listen to this very careful example I have to give you here. See, in Adhyasa Bhashyam, this example is given. See, to explain, I have to go to that Adhyasa Bhashyam, okay? In Brahma Sutras. Suppose we say, you show the rope. There is a rope falling there, okay? And I show the rope. Okay, here is the rope. I show the rope here. But what I say, this is a snake. Look at this. This is a snake. What am I showing? Rope. What am I saying? Snake. So this and is, the two words in the sentence represent, they mean what? Rope. Real rope. But what do they, what this real rope, this and is, in the sentence, this is a snake, the for that part now which indicates the real rope, isn't it? But the real, this is the, which indicates real rope, is connected to what? The imaginary non-existent snake. This is called a link and it's an association. This is a snake. This, in this sentence, the real rope is associated with the unreal, non-existent, imaginary, false snake. Is it clear now? It's clear or not? And this association is possible or not? Possible. How?
Ignorance.
That is why confusion. That is why adhyasaja tadatmyam bhrantija tadatmyam. There is no real connection, real association of the mind and consciousness is not possible. Mind is material product. Consciousness is pure consciousness, isn't it? So, chetana chetana yoho. isn't it? Tamah prakashavati viruddha dharmayoho. Isn't it? They both are completely different, opposite in nature. How can they be associated? Rope is different, snake is different, but still you can make a statement, this is a snake. I'm showing what? Rope. When you say this is, that this and is in the sentence, indicate the rope which is real, but that rope which is real is linked to, associated with, connected to what? The snake, which is not there, which is imaginary, which is false. Is God what? How is it possible? The impossible association is made possible by ignorance and delusion and confusion. That is Bhrantija Tadatmyam. Is it clear now? There is no real association of the mind with the consciousness is not possible, but still association is made because of what? Bhrantija Tadatmyam. Is it clear now? Okay. It's, I know, it's a little. So, Bhrantija Tadatmyam. So, now you have to remember what? Very important thing. This first we saw today the formation of three illuminators, their functions. And there we thought, we found out, we understood mind is separated into two parts as Dravya Amshaha and Vritti Amshaha, as material mind and the thought, isn't it? Thought mind. And here we are talking only about the base, the material mind. The material mind, it becomes conscious and sentient like the heated iron ball because of the manifestation of consciousness. And this mind, material mind, is associated with what now? It has three associations, tadatmyam, association, connection, identity. The mind is associated with the pure consciousness, mind associated with the reflected consciousness, mind associated with the physical body. And the association of the mind and the manifest consciousness is sahaja tadatmyam. Association of the mind and the body is karmaja tadatmyam. An association of the mind and the pure consciousness is not at all possible, but still it is possible, but because of what? Bhrantija tadatmyam. Is it clear now? Now we say, now we can understand how long does the mind remain associated with the manifest consciousness, as long as the mind is alive. Okay, now next question comes. How long does the mind remain associated with the body? As long as the prarabdha karma is there. Prarabdha karma gets over, mind quits the body. Sahaja tadatmyam is inseparable. Association of mind and manifest consciousness is inseparable. But association of mind and body is separable. If it is not separable, separable or not? Tell me.
No,
if it is not separable, and all our great, great grandfathers are sitting around at the backyard looking after. Already looking after old people is a big job, isn't it? Imagine all be sitting. Nobody would have gone then. That's why, thank God, mind quits the body. Therefore, what? Mind has to quit the body. Which is not, it's very difficult for scientists to understand. Understand now? I tell you about science, and we'll talk about science later next week. I have no time today. So here, how scientists look at it, I'll tell you later. So here, the mind quits the body, thereby what now? When the paradha gets over, quits. The quitting of the mind, you know, the body, departure of this mind from the physical body, the time of the exhaustion, when the paradha gets over, is said to be death. Understand now? The mind then, assuming another body, isn't what now? Being born again is said to be what? Rebirth. Okay? And how long will the body, mind will be there? You know, as long as Ajnanam Bhranti is there. Bhranti goes, mind will go. Mind goes, association of the mind will, the body will go. The mind is not there, manifestation will not be there. Is it clear? We'll see next class. Lots of things are there. And slowly become clear. Slowly it will become clear. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnah Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.